As hoon ron reacher a clare shaw, clare gale. Smile am shew as your halter. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clare Gale, in which you'll hear the English language as a Gilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannacht and Dúrish.
Well, we've seen James Challoner try to link the parish name Russian with the English name for the plant, the rush. And he also tried to link Arbury with the English word arbor. Ingenious, perhaps, but perhaps is also typical of what you might expect from a monoglot English speaker. This time, we'll see how he does with some other parishes. Tashin tannacht an leis a skiel ta ginusus novella er nodan e lior giere de lori ach na iai bi miechan cawdjain eir gul na trwyd as shen gawldus na bain lioris George Orwell. We'll start in the company of some bad women, Cavel na drach vren, performed by Cleogri Tui. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skelliena was dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Yeah.
Kyogri Tui and Carvel na Drach Vren. And now people sometimes say that a carvel is a carol, as in a Christmas carol, but that was a song all about na Drach Vren, meaning the bad women. And it recites, goes through the delights of Delilah and Jezebel and other women of the Bible that were in somewhat less than high repute, shall we say. Now, James Challoner's list of the parishes next mentions Kirk Malou, because dedicated to St. Malou. Sir Thomas Parr, minister. Well, he's almost right there. The parish is dedicated to the Irish saint Lua, and as a sign of devotion, reverence, people referred to him as My Lua, Malua, and it's from that Malua that we get the parish name Malou. We heard last time that the indicator that a person was the minister of a parish was not to call him reverend as we do now, but to call him Sir. And here we have Malou served by Sir Thomas Parr, the Reverend Thomas Parr. He mentions if there was a parson, then they were referred to as Mr. And we will hear some Mr. so-and-so who was a parson of a parish. But here it's Sir Thomas Parr, the Reverend Thomas Parr. Another reverend gentleman, this time the Reverend Joseph George Cumming, was assistant headmaster of King William's College. And during the time he was there, he edited this edition of James Challoner's report to Thomas Lord Fairfax on behalf of the Manx Society. In respect of Thomas Parr, J.G. Cumming tells us that he came to the parish in 1641 when the previous incumbent, Robert Parr, moved to Balaff. I wonder, were they related? We quite often seem to come across these same names in parishes, and you feel that they're almost hereditary in a way, with the son taking over from the father. Well, Thomas Parr remained vicar in Malou until 1691, and he died in 1695. Tan y mochen yn ynsychyr dhyn, yn ach dy iau is the screw. As tud de skriw siach anachan na vecheris bol a hall a tolt. Tan a bein olyw ons cordeil rusen na siach anachan sio. Van na mochen greinachan na bein da golmach as a wuli trech, da chors diach tre tan a... As ag a tre sien, nod a fel an trech lal fe cwrrits diach, as just ag a tre sien chawds ta greinach yn y bein elio dy golmach as, tan a bwach yn goltoiach der geimach mach, a sien nod na ren pech by odaf iawn a le sien. Well, ren na mochen sien le yn o ernyn sonnes, fa cius dien y bein braiach, Machion na cruican len da vania kesheg keol. Corgi a bania asnin smunion chumregan, dili Napoleon, as hug e a heen rosh na cruican. Bishen got on slow, smoosk an choil tan corstiach. Ni cumreg snowball li jail a red, nim mair deriu uns minit na ghe, ai chumregan, tan Corstiach furacht an oren. Maso, vren na bein crunioch a sísg as a wuli chrech, da gael taeach der a corstiach. As tre henket bach, sy'n iaster, fe ragen, draw a bania, liei ar sŵl. Now we go off to Wales, and this is a song performed by Hywel Gwynfryn. Hywel Gwynfryn was over here some many, many years ago now, and he was doing a programme for Welsh television. I was talking to him in Manx, and he was talking to me in Welsh, and never the twain did meet. But anyway, we made that programme. And this song is written by Hywel Gwynfryn, and it's performed by John Ag Allen. Fe fydd yn un.
Di yn teimlo'n drist ar dagrau had yn llun pan fyddi di ar ben dy fi fi bydd yr un fi bydd yr un bydd yr un draw ye well. For thou we dug a sill, and the deep are bent, be the rim, be the rim, be the rim, be the Hendrawr fi ar fôr neu di, tre bynnag rwyf yn tweith. Os wyt ti byth fangen i, fi fydd yr un, fi fydd yr un, fydd yr er mod i ffwrdd am amser yn canu fy nghanol, bydd na stor bydd ar gamydd i chwalu fy ngobaith, paid er mwyn dy a fama hi tre byna grw y gan i ben bryd hynny fe gawn grwyd drwy harddwch ta welon i'r gwlad fi bydd yr un fi bydd yr un fi bydd yr un bydd yr
John Ag Alun and the song written by Huel Gwynfryn, Fi Fydd yn Un. Cren twl ieil as an ulish foc de chors diach a trech. Och, fa lech curit den an eben, nod ar awa chors diach, na smus bi djelach ir na fa treisor o de bech. Na cyrtans, doli fan ofer, fa na grain an cadit son fyr dun ioel, as chynais on bein. As she litems voor, wa ve na vodach becher bi ima da yinu, je greier bi, wa croche ve na chiada, wer a lurgach an djera. Ach, cho achtali van a muchen, da vodach ad smunion, ses elia da chorsha dach doliad. Son da cabil, wa fisoc smunion, ses gamalish, son da cabil, wa fisoc dach orlach a var. As the fear of a tiggle and over on spwin as corlega, ford on a shen or en liu Jones as a genia. Charen the muchen on sfirnius avrache, ach, rendered stura as o ser in the fear elia. Less a fish share och ve duchesach the ginach Hudson goilar willy jailus. Yinach boxer as clover kyanla teen rishach rai bwinny nor rishach corleg chavil. Now, in his note about Thomas Parr, the Reverend Cumming refers to a document which was copied to him by the Honorary Secretary of the Manx Society from its foundation in 1858 until his death in 1876. That was Paul Brideson. Paul Brideson's note on Thomas Parr tells us this. As Vicar of Maloo, he appears at present as present at the festivities held in Castle Rushen at Christmas 1643-4. From the following singular document, which is signed by him. And here we have a quote. A.D. 1643. The Right Honourable James, Earl of Derby, and his Right Honourable Countess, invited all the officers, temporal and spiritual, the clergy, the 24 keys of the isle, the crowners, with all their wives, that'll be the coroners, and likewise the best sort of the rest of the inhabitants of the isle, to a great mask. When the Right Honourable Charles Lord Strange with his trains, the Right Honourable ladies with their attendants, were most gloriously decked. So that's an historic glimpse of the Great Court Mask of 1643. In fact, we've also heard about that from Samuel Rutter. He was he was associated with the family priest, but he later became Bishop Rutter, of course. And that's the band Foreplay with a piece of music probably suitable for a court mask, I thought. It was called Via Pourson. Stasiwn yn asiwn ta Radio Fanyn a stasiw geisiach rysio chlesio o Clen y Gael, Mer yn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert the Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Kirk Santon, says James Challoner, because dedicated to St Anne. Well, this is another infelicity, I'm afraid, as Challoner shows his ignorance of the Celtic tradition here, because the dedication is to St. Santon, or St. Sancton. He was the son of a king of the north of Britain at the time that most of Britain was still Brythonic, from the Clyde southwards. Santon's father was Sawyl Pen Uchel, who appears in Welsh genealogies and in Welsh poetry, and his son Santon, or Sancton, became a follower of St. Patrick, and in the 6th century was said to have become a bishop here in the island after evangelising in Cumbria. Out eastward from the island, in fact just north of Walney Island, across the Duddon estuary, is a village in Cumbria called Kirksanton, all one word, Kirksanton. And there was another Kilsancton in the area of Dublin. The parish of Kirksanton, says Challoner, is void, because of the displacing of old Sir John Cosheneham. And J.G. Cumming has a note about this person as well, who is, of course, no longer in the parish. The parish is void. It doesn't have a minister at this time, because of old Sir John Cosheneham having left it. So we'll find out about him next. Chraw ffeym mae'r bilrach yn e'r cadan strin yn y len sio son sigaris. As trogarach dre mae gyd y fal eich moch siwl na lwg as gilach mach Hwp iat chymreg, na wôl iat chymreg, mor fy chwyd yn chwys. Ys ren dy chwliw fech, gys yn er slw, ofrych eg chynde trech, ys chymsach ys diachy. Ren i'r na tonnegan ys na cargan, laborach hwgy ys fai, fain le, ffôn grin, gymrch ys sapan bega dy chrech ons na gobonoc. Fy iera hwgyd cion ar y chwrs diach, da elen ys gyrin yn tref y cywt dy cadjyn eg Jones ys ych einia. Nes mwyn y sien, sien cwrs diach smwf a rhyw rhagen ar y galtys. Hraw, ffwliach ar bion, ren na ciarcan ys na tunnagan leis na gofon birachoc, tymsach y sws yn ir stalks djeri. Ys chyren bech ar bi ar y galtys, gaid chwys ys bolgym. Now here are a couple who were visitors to the islands a few years ago. That's Mary McMaster and Donald Hay. McMaster Hay, and here Mary sings the song Hami Fo Churum.
Hami Fo Churum hi ur oela, Hami Fo Churum svo varan torsha, smu chishtja korshtja, Evralich lehil, hami fo churam hi uro ela, mochis chanto asana gala ver juan von, levrach kangoala, chilo en na fela, hami fo churam hi uro ela, hami fo.
Thank you.
sy'n ogle hele a mi fo hwr ym hi yw'r oele.
Mary McMaster singing and playing the harp and Donald Hay on percussion and sampling there, ha mi fo hwr ym. Car y tawr i sien, fy ofr y gawlt ys jint chwrae ys ofr yn ach chlag. Fy'n y bein ma'n rôn sacht na rawyd driw smwnion dy fodach y dy fe. Fy dach bolgwm dy fi na hatnys fi jarawach, nis dy byfai liaws yn hun dy ffyr fy'n bi, tror eich o'ch hun ys ernyn son hun, chynei rhaen eich mach o'r wylio'r eich maenstyr gortach. Ys na ffyr dynioel gyn ffiwyd parasaitach o'r sŵl, fa tulliw eg dy chwliw ffeich dy hi. Fa tulliw sogar o'ch nis, gen arawn y bein ôl ach rys. Fa imyd i dolyd yn roen, ma sam pler na san mys y flein tre drenad cwrs diach yn iarw, fe orw stamp y mach ei o'n sacht na sian tren, y sedio y sŵl y cho lesn yn enol. Erno na raw mwylion bwli eg y galtys. Och, fan y mwchyn ys yn achtel ys och, ys bocs y leis na muskel yn ffi fwr eg y rhyw livreiad. Now the vicar to whom Challoner refers as old Sir John Cosham was the Reverend John Cosnahan, and Cumming says he'd been the vicar of Santon for 38 years before his death in 1656, and, says Cumming, was buried the next day following, in the yard, under the great broad stone, for he left in his last will that he should be buried there. The great broad stone, as it's called, covers the remains of six clergymen of the name of Cosnahan, four of whom were vicars of Santon. The following notice of the family of the Cosnahans is given in the handwriting of Bishop Thomas Wilson in 1739, and this is what Thomas Wilson wrote. Above 200 years ago, one Cosnahan, supposed to have come from Scotland, arrived at Peel Town and settled there. One of his sons he educated a clergyman, the descendants of whom settled in Kirk Santon and have been vicars of that parish successively. So it's what we were saying before, people of the same name, it's almost a hereditary position. And, in fact, Cumming notes that the family had purchased Ballachelly in Santon, which was passed down through succeeding generations.
dire long, dire long, dire lire, dire dire long, dire dire long là.
Breton song Tri Artilleur, and it was performed for us by Antri de Pop. The next parish Challoner mentions is Kirkbraddon. Braddon, he says, in Manx, signifieth a salmon. Well, he's quite right there, but we'll come back to that. And that church hath that name either because it is built by the Salmon River or because dedicated to a saint of that name. Well, at least here Challoner's folk etymology takes cognizance of the Manx Gaelic word Braddon. However, his second thought is the correct one. Braddon is a Manx form of the name of Brendan. Brendan the Navigator, so called, because of his voyages, which many, many manuscripts from throughout Europe in a variety of languages tell us included crossing the Atlantic to the coast of North America via encounters with whales and wild storms. A Brussels Life of the Saints tells us that Brendan says to his followers, "Let us go into the land of the Manini, because that land requires us." Well, Challoner hasn't heard this story and wonders if Braddon is named after one of the bishops, Brocadius or Brachanus, the sons of Tigris, St. Patrick's sister. Challoner finishes by telling us, "Sir Patrick Thompson, minister." Fy boxer co yndus orwyliw. Ve na labarach gian ir ons ling Jones. Och nish, ve gian de ve mor tri cabel, shan en. Va len as va sledden overach altus gian de ve na laia de giltjen brown yartel. Va in vorig as an ee, ve sai as tarn, ve rius an inid van over scry gulla juno. Van reich is jintegge, les fair Jane Kelly, de chor emerson dach mora, lie oer na slei na fair bielje. As jinnach ee chebbel a laborach ege mor arltach, de chulinen of a smoofe moil, roos marau ober kajen a lag ol toyacht. A freger tegge de dach doliad, de dach litrumus, vashen, nim ovrache na stjegi. Na renni glacke mor a motto persoonach erge. Ach, ren de chulju feech avrach ar eir neble djege. Mor sam pleer, ren na kjarken as na tunnagan saweel kweg tubagan da aru san jaur, jor is jisacha na grainen skeilt. Thank you. band called Serious Kitchen. As siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanning, as se Clen y Gael, tygol yr sgeliau yn y cartnish. Mish, Robert Cydyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
James Challoner takes us on next to Kirk Konkin. Of course, now called Onkin, because that Kirk Konkin has... homophonic inhibition, it's called, to be technical. Anyway, back to Challoner. Kirk Konkin, because dedicated to Konka, the mother of St. Patrick, Sir John Wood's minister. Rather than St. Patrick's mother Konka, J.J. Neen, in his Place Names of the Isle of Man, says this. The patronal saint of this parish was St. Christopher, but he was better known in Ireland under his Gaelic name Conchen, meaning Doghead or wolf head. In the Greek churches, St. Christopher was usually depicted with the head of a dog or wolf, like an Egyptian divinity. But no satisfactory explanation of this peculiarity has yet been advanced. It had, most probably, a symbolic meaning. Under April the 28th in the calendar of Angus, we find the following record, the following reference to St. Christopher. Christopher, that is, a pious doghead or wolfhead, was he, and under Decius he suffered. Decius was the Roman emperor from 249 to 251, and instituted persecution of anyone who wouldn't worship the Roman pantheon of gods. Cheren pecher by gaid veg. Cheren pecher by gagan mchion rhaenege. Van Trodja as Grema as Edolus Virginusus Arnon Cajan of Vioes Ocons na Sian Len, Bullus ar Sŵl. Cheren pech ar bi Sian ofr, well, na bonus cheren, Sfire na raw Molly Maid Iri Savora, as for Benec the Square Vine ofr de Mocha, Ernod raw Clachs an Ingenec. As Began Quech fa Imerca a Chet. Fa gael courage de lia, trefa ofer, you know, na rau a chet riwr a gedden. Ynach i chit de fe a shilia rys ŵr lo gŵr. As eis fech i rag yn rys, eg tren lunia, na syniastr lwg den ofer fe jint, mor na rau feg as cad yn y son. Och fa riw, lyd na lestial yn mai ersgyn inch courage rosheg, as rynni cronena as sled na aegnech o maeg. Da raw i niaw ffosifl, da chrel na raw cyrael yn maeg. Now we return to something that we had a look at a little while ago now. In fact, it's a band called Deep End of the Ford. And they work, one of their members is Lorgan MacMahuna, and he's worked with ancient scripts, ancient writings in Irish, and he developed a way of performing it, chanting it almost, I suppose. And the rest of the members of the group, Martin Tourish on accordion and piano, Sean MacAlane on bass clarinet, Owen Neff on fiddle, and Flachry Neff on Ilian pipes, and low whistles. They've developed a way of performing these pieces, as I say, which are virtually chants. And here they're singing from Antoine, the cattle raid of Coolay. So this is the first track, and it's called The Pillow Talk.
And I get his death all about. so, her med of God, her heart and her other come not near me. Sin boss of her, I'll rather no fall. Togged an all, an all my waggers wrote her called Roma. Come, Eddie, come, Lindbergh, all the wheat are. Some of all her we've a little fin van oak. Con dance for Toro, yes, of Nina Tonkone. Riot come, I had in vain no me moino. August part of a tree shop, August riot card is mine. Fashion.
Band Deep End of the Ford, and the first track from The Toyne, which is the story of Cuchulain and Ferdy and Queen Maeve and the cattle raid of Coolay. Ve gin draw shan Benjamin and Adel gin cochlein iris and iri mach. Renne culina and overegas and acht mall camlega chedden as ve gin dega uns ling Jones. Gin shan och gin ve adeltax and over elian norther. Trefi courage den yr awyn sman yr unish fy Jones y sŵl, hynniarach eich, ta adl yn tanacht yn bior ys trel iawr, chynel fer y fi diw rhyw yn ag yn adl marw. Ys fe er na ffirelio fe bwyach les y regr dorach ega. Now looking at J.J. Neen and his reference to the dog or wolf-headed Connachan, he says, "It's very remarkable that there are three cross slabs in the churchyard of Conchan, now in the porch, on which are depicted dog-like monsters." And then he quotes descriptions from PMC Kermode's 1907 book on the Manx crosses, which refer to one cross with two dog-like monsters, the larger one being apparently two-headed, and another cross with dog-headed monsters on their haunches, with open jaws from which protrude long tongues looping round their forepaws. And on the third, a dog-headed monster which was balanced by a similar one on the other side.
Thank you.
a festival of Cornish male voice choirs, Cornwall, I Love Thee. We'll return to James Challoner's 1653 description of the island in Clanegale next time, as Cascaltus na Bain, yes, Arnelia Jane Skeel, Yoris George Orwell. James Challoner's report to Thomas Lord Fairfax is not all that long, but as I said, at the time we were spending time looking at William Gell's 1906 poem, Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man. The text is, well, a sort of springboard for us to dive into the background of people and places and incidents referred to, so it's difficult to say how long it'll take us to go through it, especially with all of J.G. Cummings' notes and other excursions on the way. As Gerd vel slaitjit der gautus na bein mar novella, lior na velchol jauras novel, chen al sien de grei na vel skiel de lor on de chiau meechen gul na trúd. Va mi gula fuddi de bimmaj gin ar a skiel sio, dera mi vart sio chit. Ach an si bi, now, until the next time, shene, wash, Clanegale. That's it from Clanegale, and so this is Robert Gatine Carswell. Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieriu, as Orsilier, as Mayiri and Shedjewalu.